أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've been looking at Quran City, and in particular, we focused on Surah Al-Anfal, which is Surah number 8. Today we will look at Ayah 29. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, if you continue to be God conscious. So if we have taqwa, and we've talked about it before, there are three benefits. The first one, he says, is يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. He will install a benchmark, a standard, a criterion in you, which will tell you what is good and bad. And we'll talk about this in a minute. The second thing is وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ, and he will do away with all your evil deeds. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, and he will forgive you. He will cover them up. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ, and Allah is the Lord of mighty grace. He's a Rabb with, he gives extra. Remember, we talked about Fadl. We said Fadl was beyond what you expected and more than you deserved. So just by being God conscious, three benefits. يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا, وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. And we'll look at the first one, because that's really important. When Allah says he will install in you a criterion, a benchmark, where you will be able to tell yourself what is right and wrong. So first let's look at Surah Al-Shams. Surah Al-Shams is Surah number 91. If you go to it and you look at Ayah 7 and 8, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he says, swears by the nafs, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا, and the soul and he who made it perfect. And then why? How did he make it perfect? فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. So first of all, ilham. Ilham is putting a feeling in your heart. So Allah has installed, we're all pre-programmed with this feeling in our heart where we know what is fujuraha, a clear understanding of what is rebellion. Fujur comes from fajr, which means to rip, to tear open. So literally, the nafs is aware of its evil inclinations. Wa taqwaha, obviously we know it is aware of that which connects it to divinity, connects it to its full potential. So within all of us, we already have pre-programmed a guilty conscience, which is that alarm that tells us what is right and wrong. By having taqwa, by being God conscious, the alarm is switched on. And we immediately know the guilty conscience comes up. And see, Allah did not say that فَأَلْهَمَهَا خَيْرَ وَشَرَ, that we put a feeling in your heart about knowing what is right and wrong, what is khair for it and what is evil for it. No, he said, you know what rebels against divinity and what protects you so you can go towards divinity. Because taqwa is from waqaya, which is a protection. So in essence, basically, the more God conscious we are, the more sensitive the alarm of guilty conscience within the human being is switched on. So we are more aware of what causes us not to reach our full potential. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be of those who are God conscious. So we're able to get these three things. One, this internal alarm that gives us the benchmark between what is rebelliousness and what is protection against that which stops us from reaching our full potential. Number two, it gives us the benefit of the doing away of all that is evil, and finally forgiveness from him. My God, that's all we need. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim.